For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's the first weekend since Hurricane Michael tore through the southeast, and cleanup is now underway as residents of some hard-hit parts of Florida are now just returning to whatever is left of their homes. Tyndall Air Force Base received major damage. Air Force Captain Lindsey Horn.
Every single building on that base is somehow damaged, whether it's fully destroyed or simply a roof is blown off. So their main priority right now is to take care of that base.
The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
An American pastor who's been living in Turkey for two decades has been released. The Trump administration has been trying to get Andrew Brunson freed since he was captured, and the issue has strained relations between the U.S. and Turkey. Vice President Mike Pence.
I have a message on behalf of the President of the United States of America. Release Pastor Andrew Brunson now, or be prepared to face the consequences.
Senator Bob Corker praised the president for his actions. The White House is considering renewing the policy of separating the families of undocumented immigrants. One plan they're considering is the so-called binary option. After being in custody for 20 days, families would have a choice between staying in detention for months or possibly years awaiting a trial, or they could allow their children to be taken to government shelters while other relatives try to seek custody of their kids. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Questions are still being raised about the death of a journalist in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Turkish authorities claim to have audio and visual evidence of a Washington Post journalist who was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul just over a week ago. If this, in fact, is the case, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says there has to be consequences.
That's maybe eventually targeted sanctions on individuals. That's, you know, any other host of things available to this administration, of which they know way more than any member of Congress or Senate in terms of those tools.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Islamic extremists in Pakistan want a Christian woman publicly hanged for blasphemy. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Hundreds of members of an extremist Islamist party rallying in the eastern Pakistan city of Lahore on Friday to pressure judges to uphold a death sentence for the Christian woman who is convicted of blasphemy. Asia Bibi has been on death row since 2010 after being convicted of insulting Islam's prophet Muhammad. Chanting "Hang Infidel Asia," the activists also rallied in other cities, threatening nationwide protests if authorities free the woman. Pakistan's Supreme Court a few days ago postponing a ruling on her final appeal. Her lawyers are hopeful of an acquittal, though, arguing she has been falsely accused. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You want to look 10 years younger? At Total Med Solutions, we have solutions to help you look and feel great. Try our Botox Special with 20 units for only $173. Or replace your lip volume that you've lost over the years with a 1 milliliter syringe of Juvederm Dermal Filler for as little as $389.
Do you want to lose 10, 20, even 100 pounds? Ask the experts at Total Med Solutions, where they provide physician-supervised prescription weight loss solutions for as little as $199 for a 30-day program.
Are you tired of shaving? Come to Total Med Solutions, where you can get detrained with laser hair removal starting at only $99 for 6 sessions. All laser hair procedures are done on the latest Alma Soprano ice machines that work great for all skin types.
Call Total Med Solutions
in the air, everywhere, around the world. You're listening to Alliance for the Brain, where we bring education, information, and communication.
Again, that number is 972-9954.
Veterans, patriots, first responders, and anybody who wants
to listen.
The belief
that I would never bear a son.
What a beautiful day
no,
we
I
got
have.
Here in Dallas.
And
I'm
Ishmael
telling you, the sunshine
the
is
son
coming
of my
down
maid
in buckets. Only problem is it's a wee bit wet.
It's a gray sunshine.
Yeah, joining me, our executive director and founder, Robin Valtudo. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning. It's great to be with you on this hour. Our colleague Ron Abrams is traveling, so I am pinch hitting for him in this 9 o'clock hour. And
we
also want to say good morning to all of our Facebook Live viewers. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And those of you that are out there on the roads today, please be careful.
Hey, by the way, because of the impending weather, which is pretty wet, the golf tournaments for Veterans Forces have been canceled. The AUSA golf tournament has been canceled.
Well, and also the air show today at Alliance has been canceled. Supposedly it's still on for tomorrow, but I'm sure by midday today that might change.
You know, they must not have had enough Navy pilots, because my guys are used to flying in the rain, landing on a carrier in bad weather. I mean, you know.
Right? Yeah. I think they're canceling it because us civilians don't know what to do in the rain.
Yeah, I do.
It's for our own safety.
Stay away from the metal buildings, that's for sure. Yeah. Hey, Robin, today is really a special day that we welcome back a great guest, somebody that I really want to get to know more, a guy who does so much in the medical field. It's unbelievable. Welcome, Dave Gregario. Brother Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome,
good to be
Dave.
Back. Appreciate the opportunity,
and
y'all.
All the way in from Rockwall this morning. You made it through the treacherous rain and flooding roads and
Not too bad, of course, for our listeners.
So yeah. Thank you.
Great privilege.
At least you're not coming from Waco, where my friends are coming from, because I understand interstates closed down here in Dallas.
Oh, my goodness.
All kinds of bad things going on.
Well, I will tell you this, though. As much as we are feeling this heavy, heavy rain here in Dallas-Fort Worth, gosh, it is nothing compared to those that just made it through Hurricane Florence and Panama, trying to make it through Hurricane Michael, which was just devastating no more than 2 days ago. So prayers and blessings out to all of those impacted and all of the rescuers who are there helping. Mm-hmm. God bless you.
Yeah, and thank you to our Coast Guard. Your friend is taking care of business. So let me tell you, it's a tough deal on the eastern seaboard right now.
Well, all of the first responders that are involved in these rescues, it's been a really tough hurricane season so far. But we're keeping everybody in prayer and thought. And
yeah, absolutely.
We've got a fabulous hour.
Oh, yeah. Dave, one of the reasons I'm so thrilled, we were having this great conversation before we started. So the first thing I want to tell everybody is, Dave, tell us a little bit about your company, and then we're going to give out the number and ask people to call in.
Fantastic.
Tell us about I Am Power.
Yeah, I Am Power Q actually is the sponsor company that has allowed us to have the privilege of launching Heroes to Healthcare. And so Empower Q is essentially the funder behind my passion project, which is Heroes to Healthcare. Heroes to Healthcare was founded on my experience. I've got about 30 years as a healthcare professional, and had the absolute privilege in 2006 through the Perot family and the Perot companies of creating a program that transitions corpsmen and medics from their active duty experiences in healthcare into the world of healthcare business. And so everybody thinks of healthcare as the clinical side and patient
exactly.
care. There's a phenomenal thriving business in the support of healthcare.
And even in the sales side,
absolutely.
I guess that's part of the support side. Dave, what is your background in healthcare?
So I spent the first half of my career with Johnson & Johnson, actually on the technology side. And then did a little bit of both within Perot Systems, technology and leadership, and then had the absolute privilege of working with a very patriotic CEO, J.R. Thomas, that was the CEO of a company called MedSynergies, where I was full-time on the HR side and led some of the largest HR organizations in the country for healthcare support and healthcare business. And so I've been throughout every part of healthcare, actually.
And Dave, how did you come to linking up with helping veterans find that pathway as well?
It was 2006, and it was a very business critical experience and opportunity. And so one of the challenges I have for our veterans in our business is, don't get me wrong, audience, but the fact of the matter is too much patriotism and too much charity dilutes the value, quite frankly, of our veterans in business.
Interesting perspective.
Yeah. And so how do we solve business problems and create economic advantage in order for these young men and women to have opportunity, long-term opportunity? And it was Mr. Perot's brilliance, actually, built on his EDS experience, built a great company on the backs of Vietnam veterans. And it was 2006. We said, you know, we've got a heck of a talent challenge here nationally with the implementation of electronic medical records nationally. So where are we going to get this talent? Well, Dave, go down to Fort Sam Houston. They've got a phenomenal healthcare program. It's the joint base for all healthcare training nationally now. And I went down and I fell in love with, sorry guys, but the Navy corpsman.
Hey,
you good
no
with
bad
that,
deal.
Bill?
Yeah, you got
no
Navy
bad
right
deal.
Here.
So I met the Navy corpsman and the Army medic and said, guys, have I got a job for you? And between 2006 and 2012, we hired a little over 500.
Wow, amazing, amazing. Congratulations on
thank
that.
Thank you, thank you.
And so part of what we were talking about earlier, and I want to clarify this, is there's really sort of, and maybe I'm understanding this, two distinct areas. You've got the actual patient healthcare, like a Navy medic or an Army medic would take care of, and you've got the backstory, the technology
yes, sir.
Portion of that, which people with that background could also transition over into this area as
absolutely.
Well in technology. And so I am Power Q. Are you moving those people into that more technology area?
Yeah, technology as well as what we call revenue cycle in healthcare. So the business of revenue cycle is how do you get all this stuff paid for? And it's beyond technology. All that billing, all that transacting, all that insurance, all of that scheduling, all of that is a tremendous industry that requires a lot of support. Physician engagement. How do we keep our physicians from getting burned out? How do we keep them focused on the patient? How do we keep them out of the business stuff so they can focus on the patient? That requires a considerable amount of healthcare experience, but you got to know business as well.
So you're training people
yes, sir.
For that. All right. I want to give out this number, 214-810-8255. That's 214-810-8255. We've got Dave Gregorio here. If you're a Army, Air Force, Coast Guard, Navy, wannabe medic, you are a medic, and you're trying to look for a job, you're trying to find a way to get into the healthcare field back in the civilian world, give us a call to talk to Dave Gregorio. We've got the line open right now. It's 214-810-8255. I want to say it again, 214-810-8255. When you call in, you're going to be talking to my good friend Phil. He's an incredible engineer, and he'll wave at me, and we'll get you on and ask your questions.
Yeah, because now is the time to do it. When we bring these experts on, it is to empower our listeners.
Yes, ma'am.
And also to empower our listeners. If it's not for you specifically, maybe you are empowering yourself to empower somebody else that
absolutely.
It might impact.
Absolutely.
And if you're watching us on Facebook and you're different places, not just here in North Central Texas, give us a call as well. So if you're outside the area, you're on Facebook, take a look at it.
So here's some stats. Here's some stats. So should have a lot of calls because mid-enlisted healthcare experienced veterans are the third largest cohort of underemployed veterans in the country. So they're out there and they're needing really cool jobs.
And these guys, these men and women who served, whether they were a Navy Wave or Marine Corps BAM or whatever, they have so much experience.
They do.
And they're not having an easy time getting a job.
You're right on. And so they've got such phenomenal experience. And a great side story, I had a young man just a month or so ago tell me, Dave, what are you kidding me? I did six appendectomies in a plywood box in Afghanistan, and now I could barely take somebody's blood pressure. Come on.
Why do you think there is such a disconnect when they come back from service and take that incredible bravery and education gained a lot of times even on the spot? And people in the society have a hard time knowing how to convert that into a job.
What a wonderful question. And leadership. These young men and women have incredible leadership that we desire in business so badly.
And let me just back that up. They do not necessarily teach leadership in college, folks.
Yes,
so if you have an opportunity to hire someone that has served our company, as our country, your company is benefiting from just the leadership training alone.
In a big way. Adaptability, you know, those kinds of skills. So what's preventing it? Healthcare is a very, forgive me, healthcare professionals, but arrogant almost industry. High on credentials, high on paper, high on degrees. And so understanding and making that bridge over to the industry without those credentials is a mighty challenge. And that's where we spent a lot of our time working with the Department of Labor, working with the VA in order to establish our programs that provide those credentials. The other is 60-some percent of our veterans that are coming through enlisted health care don't have college degrees. So now they don't have civilian credentials and they don't have college degrees, yet all this phenomenal experience.
And sometimes without the college degree, you can't get the specialized certification that you need.
And thankfully, our program Heroes to Healthcare has bridged that gap. And in support or with the support of some phenomenal national players, the AAPC and organizations like that, they've provided us a dispensation for our veterans to be able to qualify with their experience but not having a degree for the credentials that are respected in the industry. And so the big gap is their credentials, and the other is they don't know there's a world outside of clinical care, our veterans. I mean, all they know is clinical care. And I say to them, hold on a minute, I could take that experience and you can become a physician engagement executive? What is that? Or how about a revenue cycle consultant? What is that? They don't transact dollars in the military. Well, I'm going to have you go dollars now. And they don't know, wow, I can do that.
They don't. You said it a minute ago. They don't understand because they haven't dealt with billing.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something. I recently worked with a team as we were looking at doing some work with the VA, and we had to begin to understand Medicare billing and how it works. And the CPT codes. And I talked to three different companies about CPT codes and how the charges are made and how things are done. And let me tell you, it's confusing.
It's complicated.
And there are companies out there. Matter of fact, I have figured out that all of the doctors that I go to for my heart condition, this, that, and whatever, they don't do the billing in-house.
No, no.
They have specialized companies who do that billing. I met a lady down in Laredo, Texas, who does that, and she's got a really great company and doing that for all of her doctors. So I got to tell you, there's a huge opportunity in that field, and especially with the number of people that are moving into Medicare.
Yes.
The baby boomers, it's there. So I tell you what, let's do. We'll be back in a few moments after a word from all of our partners as we talk with Dave Gregorio. Robin, what a great, great morning. Thank you for being on board. And Dave, thank you for being on board. And again, listeners, please, if you have a question, give us a call. You want to talk to the professional, 214-810-8255. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
We support our military and what they do in defending our freedoms and way of life. But our military family members also endure hardships while their soldiers serve. Join us in helping our military family members pursue their educational dream. Donate to the Army Scholarship Foundation. This is a perfect way to say thank you for your sacrifice. And please join us at the Brook Hollow Golf Club for Heroes Luncheon October the 24th, highlighting guest speaker General Gordon R. Sullivan, U.S. Army retired. Register today at ArmyScholarshipFoundation.org.
More than 200,000 veteran-owned small businesses contribute more than $1 trillion to the U.S. gross domestic product, hire more than 500 million employees worldwide, pay more than $200 billion in annual payroll. If you are dissatisfied with your current economic or employment situation, you should consider self-employment. Own your own business. Learn how to access free resources at the DFW Veterans Business Symposium Resource Fair and Franchise Expo, Saturday, November 3rd. Register now at uta.edu/VBOC.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Got an old car? Lovers, you can donate it, whether it's running or not, have to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for a free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airline. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner, or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Much more faith than I.
And now a moment of leadership.
You are asked
Colonel
to give
John
up
Intel,
a child you
US
love.
Army retired.
You will rise to the level of your leadership.
I am asked merely to go and see the face of God.
And you're a capable leader. You can do many good things for many people.
Perhaps the Lord will give you another son. The way he gave Seth to Adam. Adam and Eve. After their son Abel was lost.
I don't want another son.
Teamwork wins.
Father,
I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Tie my hands. And when I'm on the altar, bind my feet. I'm afraid that when the moment comes...
You're listening to Alliance for the
my
Brave.
My body's desire
the
for life
radio network
may
and
be stronger
the globe
than
globe on Armed
my spirit's
Forces
desire
radio
for
network,
obedience.
Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And I love you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, and here in a rainy Dallas, I am so glad I was in the Navy because I know how to swim and I know how to use water power. We're going to need it before this day is over. Joining me, one of my dearest friends, my little sister, the only lady I know that I worked with that can do a double backwards somersault through a hoop. Hey, Robin Valtudo.
We need to hop in the boat. We got our skipper.
Yeah, man.
All right, guys. And I do want to, we have such a following with us this morning on Facebook Live. So thank you so much to your beautiful bride, Diane, for getting that out today. So a couple of hellos. Douglas Payton, my former classmate at RHS, tuning in this morning and getting really acclimated to a lot of our veteran service organizations here in Dallas-Fort Worth. So glad to have you, Doug. And Lynn Toomer, former commander of District 21 VFW. Thank you, sir, for tuning in. We'll get you connected with Doug after the show. Also, Jim Dolan with Heroes on the Water, former Air Force. Thank you, sir, for tuning in with this morning.
He goes fishing every day.
I can't wait to retirement. I'm going to join him at some point. Also, for all you football fans out there, rain or shine today, guess what? You can listen to Notre Dame taking on Pittsburgh at 1:30 right here on your home for Notre Dame football, 1160 A1. They're undefeated, Jim. Hopefully we can keep it that way as you and your bride head to San Diego in a couple of weeks for Notre Dame Navy on October 27th.
You said, Father, the Lord will provide a young beast for the sacrifice.
For that one. It's going to be tough. We're talking with Dave Gregorio. Again, I want to ask and enlist our listeners to give us a call at 214-810-8255. Dave, we're talking about heroes to healthcare and how important that is for transitioning medical personnel in the military to get the chance to transition into the civilian world.
Yes, sir.
And give us a little bit of background, though, for those people that are just now tuning in.
So Heroes to Healthcare worked with the Department of Labor and the VA throughout 2017. And finally, on Veterans Day of last year, we were able to get approval as a registered apprenticeship in four different apprenticeship areas. Our flagship was as a healthcare administrator. And thanks to the American Physician something or other Academy.
There's got
to
be an accurate. What is it called?
Acronym, ABC, something or other, yeah.
Be careful, guys. But anyway.
Those guys did a phenomenal job. Largest business healthcare association in the country. They just like to be called AAPC. We'll leave it at that. Provide us a dispensation for our veterans to be able to get credentialed. So that's the healthcare administrator role. And then as we were out there talking to different employers, they said, oh, my goodness, we really need medical assistance. There's a tremendous need for medical assistance. And I said, well, that's great, but you only pay $12 an hour, and our veterans need more than that. And they said, well, let's work on a career development program and lead them towards something that pays more. And said, I'm all about it. Let's do it. So we got the Department of Labor to create with us a registered apprenticeship program for MAs. And then we created one for farm techs, and then we created one for cybersecurity analysts in healthcare. Abraham. And so there are four registered apprenticeships, and the beauty of that is
my master
our
Abraham.
Young men and women get their housing.
Here I stand by the spring of the village where my master's nephew dwells.
Wow.
The women of the city are coming out to draw water.
Just participated in a webinar with the U.S. Department
I shall say to a girl, please let down your jar so that I may drink. And if she answers, drink. And I'll water your camels also. That will be the girl
wow,
that you intend
that's great.
For your
well,
servant,
I'll tell you what
Isaac.
Let's do. We're back
By
to break
time,
time to have our partners
know
talk
how
to
you
us.
Want me to keep
I
want to
come back and
master.
Talk more about that like and more about how Heroes to Healthcare can help
he looks like
our
a kind
medics
man.
Get
He's
going
coming this
in the civilian world today.
And our corpsmen.
And our corpsmen.
And guys, during the break, we want you to learn more.
Will you give me a sip of water from your jar?
Here, drink, sir.
QAssociates.com.
Or HeroesToHealthcare.com.
Okay. HeroesToHealthcare.com.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
We'll be right back with more from great heroes and stories of the Bible after these messages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's the first weekend since Hurricane Michael tore through the southeast, and cleanup is now underway as residents of some hard-hit parts of Florida are now just returning to whatever is left of their homes. Tyndall Air Force Base received major damage. Air Force Captain Lindsey Horn.
Every single building on that base is somehow damaged, whether it's fully destroyed or simply a roof is blown off. So their main priority right now is to take care of that base.
The Pentagon says a security breach compromised the records of tens of thousands of workers. As many as 30,000 people, both military and civilians, may have had their personal information and credit card data stolen thanks to a security breach of Defense Department travel records. Officials say the number of workers affected could go up as they continue to investigate what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
If you're
a some fruits and veggies your car causing an ugly eyesore you can't ignore, but you don't want to have to take weeks making an insurance claim to get it fixed.
Really,
now what are you
going to
do? Drive around in a dented car? No. Call iCandy Auto Body. iCandy Auto Body will get rid of your scratches and dents without forcing you to use your car insurance. Finally, there's an affordable way to get rid of your sweet rides, door dings, bash bumpers, scratches, and scrapes. iCandy Auto Body. iCandy specializes in perfect repairs for all high-end models and sports cars, but they'll fix all problems on all makes and models. No auto body job is too small. iCandy Auto Body promises factory perfect repairs every time. Fast completion is guaranteed on bumpers, body panels, and other paint related repairs. Got dents? You need iCandy.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% of your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey, travel golfers, Pat.
You want to save
money? Buying or selling real estate in today's market that is risky high?
Then
call a pro,
call.
James Christie
because
of Keller Williams. Just call him
online.
Realtor Jim.
They're
Realtor Jim
Smart
will take
Bears.
Care of business.
See,
your business.
Bears
he's a tall Texan, polite, and efficient
when
as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today. 2 years later, call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
So stop searching all of those.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less.
Guaranteed.
Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-875-3291.
Wake up the echoes.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Untell, U.S. Army Talk.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the game.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Is it adversity? It's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss the Fighting Irish as they take on the Pitt Panthers. Saturday at 1:30 on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 a.m. KBDT.
Many years ago, they must generate options. That my descendants will be as many as the sands of the sea.
Think of a new idea, but never
quit. Have any such
leaders. Yes,
never
you
quit.
Do.
I'm Colonel John Antel, American Dash Leadership. Fulfill the promise through your second wife after
my death. Wake up the echo.
The game is over.
I'll pray for the Lord.
Go in there with all they've got and win just one for the gift.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. In adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits.
See the day when
Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss the Fighting Irish as they take on the Pitt Panthers. Later today at 1:30 on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 a.m. KBDT.
I can see your dress jump from here. What a strong one is.
Too strong, I'm afraid. The baby hurts me inside.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
What a beautiful day in Dallas. If you're going to tie a yellow ribbon, make sure it's waterproof because I'm telling you, it's tough. Matter of fact, you look waterproof. You look beautiful today, Robin. How'd you keep your makeup from running?
All I'm going to say is
the Lord God
of
my husband Isaac and his father Abraham.
There you go.
Who brought me out of my father's house in marriage
because I live in a mid-rise, so I don't necessarily see outside before I walk out in the morning. It's a great day to pull out those rubber boots. I love wearing those rubber boots. Statement missed.
Those ducky ones with all cool colors.
All right. We want you to call in 214-810-8255. Take that cup of coffee, put it down, get your phone, call us. Because it's important that you ask the questions about Dave Gregorio with his company Heroes to Healthcare. Robin, you were talking about something on the break that I wanted to point to you to lead with Dave.
Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Jim, for that. I have the wonderful pleasure of also working with Tarrant County College in curriculum development. With workforce programs. So I'm so in line with what you're doing. And like we talked about before the break, just yesterday I sat in on a webinar talking about apprenticeships, trying to educate myself as I'm at that place now with my programs to develop those partnerships, allowing some of our students to have career opportunities and continue training in the skill set that they're learning, whether they take that ultimately to entrepreneurship, starting their own business, or being a quality candidate to work full-time for someone else. So, Doug, if you would talk more about the value of registered apprenticeships that does recognize the military sector. There are apprenticeship opportunities through the U.S. Department of Labor that does not recognize the military sector. So this is fascinating what you and your team are putting together.
This was our little secret sauce, quite frankly. When we did this with Perot and then did it again with Ben Synergies, these were not registered apprenticeships. They were sponsored by the company.
And well, you should try. Your brother is already trying to take your place.
How do we make it more magical? How do we make it so that these veterans are getting a tremendous benefit? And the only way to do that is to get the VA to support.
He's the oldest.
And the only way to get the VA to support
like he's wearing a cloak.
Department of Labor Registered Apprenticeship.
He caught his brother by the heel as they were being born.
I think we all know what an apprenticeship is. You're working for someone else, learning the trade.
There'll be a quarrelsome pair, I'll bet.
But what does register already in my room?
So let's not forget the earn and learn, right? So now you're making money while you're learning. So what's the registered part? The registered part means we have to design the curriculum and the strategy and prove to the Department of Labor that we know what we were doing. And to add to that, it also had to consist of a certification that's nationally recognized and industry desired. And so that's where the AAPC and those other acronyms I mentioned earlier come in and are so important because it must be a component of the registered apprenticeship.
Hey, guys, let me interrupt. We've got a call. Lee in Plano, thank you for joining us. Would you ask us your question?
Welcome, Lee. Good morning.
Any of his sons or grandsons? What a shot!
I was Amy Wade.
Foreman, and
is the deer still alive?
No, a clean kill.
Come then, let's dress it.
I hear you have a twin brother. Is he as good a hunter as you?
As far as I know, he's never even tried. He's a soft and hairless boy, and he does whatever mother tells him.
I hear you.
Mother and I don't get along, but I don't care much. I'm the firstborn, and father loves me.
So here's
he loves the venison I bring him, and he loves me.
So you're the heir
of everything. My brother the shepherd faithfully tends flocks that someday will be mine.
But if you're twins, born only moments ago,
I will have everything my father has. All his herds, all his servants, all his treasure, everything except his God.
Why not that too?
My father's God is very demanding. I much prefer Baal. Now there's a God who knows how to make worship a pleasure.
So, will I see you at the harvest feast?
I intend to be surrounded by so many of Astarte's priestesses that no one will see me for a week.
What will your father
say? That's it,
what
y'all.
Will he know? He's that old, is going blind,
shocking and definitely
and
not in a good way.
No. So what does it come down to? Who do you know? It's about who you know. It's about networking, y'all. It's about leveraging those relationships. That's how you're going to get a job.
Jacob,
so no wonder you're hearing crickets.
And starving.
And it's not just my veterans,
pot,
by the way.
A red bra.
Empire
Good,
Q
I'll
has a talent development
father.
And staffing function
for
civilians
but
as well.
I made a kill today, and he'll have roast venison tonight.
Levels.
You know he cares nothing for your
backs.
Brats when
What's
he can have what
on?
I bring.
What's wrong with me?
For an old
no,
shepherd, father has quite a tooth for wild game.
Let's
you
don't even
network.
Love and that's where
father,
Heroes to Healthcare steps
what are you
in
saying?
For veterans
of course I do.
And you care nothing at all for your rights
for
as his firstborn.
I care that my bow
network.
Is strong and my arrows strike true.
How are you going to help
That's the beginning and end of everything. Now I'm hungry and thirsty. Give me some broth.
Help these young men and women. I get in trouble for beating on taps a lot.
Give me the broth.
Often, okay?
I'll go right ahead. I'll tell you what. I'll make
you
do it.
Your
beat
right
on
to
me.
God's promise.
You can have
whatever.
All the promises
well, you know what?
Of any
I
God
am gonna
you
pick
like.
On
only
you
one
bit.
God.
All right.
He would just pick
God.
On me.
Yeah.
And his
as far as I'm concerned, you can have whatever Father
so Jim,
God wants to give
day,
me.
It's when, you were
now
on that
give me
ship,
the broth.
And I know it was ore-powered back then,
the Lord
but...
Lord promised Father that you would have all this land.
And today we're lucky because the oars might be coming out today.
Numerous the stars in heaven.
Tell me about the independent duty corpsman.
Remember this, my dear brother.
And what did they do on your ship?
There's nothing you have that I can't take away from you.
Our corpsman basically took care of
Father's inheritance for all I care.
What you would call
and the moment I want
care.
It back, Jacob, yes. Then it will
and
be mine.
Most, and I'll never God forget, man.
The only God I've ever seen give anything to anybody
was
is Astarte.
The best triage service in the
numerous,
Navy.
Numerous, uh-huh.
My squadron. My squadron, an A-4 squadron, had the highest casualty rate in the Navy. John McCain was one of my pilots.
That's right.
And so we had the very best. Those guys were phenomenal.
I stayed
and they could do anything. I mean, they could do an appendectomy.
They
could do major surgery. But the majority of it was just taking care of minor injuries.
Who knows what kind of friends in the cities of the Philistines or out of the Ishmaelites in the desert.
Those guys, though, were terrific.
They were terrific. And Jim, they did more than patient care, though.
Even know how
they
to shear
ran
a sheep.
Healthcare on a ship.
You can't imagine
oh, without
using
a doubt.
A knife
they were the chief executive officer of
and
healthcare
your father
on
treats him like
ship.
A hero well, when he comes
guys,
home and hardly notices I'm
NFL,
around.
I got to tour overseas through Armed Forces Entertainment and USO.
I have memorized
the
sayings and stories
about Adam
and
Noah. The cheerleaders that went.
I offer sacrifice.
And
I
we stayed many nights on
the USS Esau worships Astarte and Baal.
Now you don't believe those stories.
While we were on there, we got to meet all of the medical experts. Dentistry,
yes.
Anything and everything you can think of.
That's right.
They were trained to handle it all because they could be out at sea for 5-6 plus months.
If he were
at a time.
Given father's herds and flocks and servants tomorrow,
go home.
He'd waste
yep.
them all.
And what everybody loses is the
killing.
Other
that's
stuff,
what he knows.
Jacob,
other
enough
than
of this.
Appendectomies
if you
and surgeries
haven't learned
and
enough
the
yet to trust the Lord, stop
there's
this foolish
a lot of administration
mother,
going on.
Stopping, I say.
Manage 2,000 men and women on a ship.
Pray for patience. To wait.
Guys are doing it and gals.
I waited 20 years before
take
I could bear children.
So to help
Abraham
out
and Sarah
with
were married 70 years before Isaac was born. You have no idea what patience is until you've waited that long.
First of all, we've got to help these young men and women get their resumes aligned with civilians.
I'm ready now to care for my own herd, to start my own family.
Yeah, great. We'll partner with some of them, but nobody's doing it for for health
care.
My
Eden, so my wild red man, when will you settle down?
Don't mock this. Coming from the private sector,
he's a
business,
great man.
Sales marketing is my specialization.
But a man of God
specialization
can sometimes
is
be
the key word in there
children.
For reaching significant success levels.
Exactly.
You can spread yourself way
him.
Too thin. And help a
but
few here and there, but the
brother,
overall goal is still not reached. If all of these VSOs could work together, but also find specializations,
was cast out,
you might have better outcomes.
So there would only
totally
be one
agree.
Son.
And so, for example, I'll make a plug for Defenders of Freedom.
We'll be right back with more from great heroes and stories of the Bible after these messages.
Well, that's not our deal. But you know what?
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper
and that
running
is to
low.
Be
Rich
the
replaces
stage,
the role
for a greater
on the actual
voice
holder,
for
not
all
just
of these
on the back of the toilet.
That are credible
Rich is
to get them working
texting
together.
And driving.
Yep.
Rich,
so let's get their
no.
resumes tied
what are you
up. Let's
doing,
get them speaking
Rich?
The language, and we do that.
I was just telling
them.
Everyone
now
how
get
great
them ready
you are.
To look
texting
and
driving
and get ready
makes
for
good
interview.
People look bad.
Okay, y'all, here's the
visit
deal.
StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
They always say
Ranger
we.
Station,
well,
Ranger speaking.
Yeah, they're programmed that way.
I'd
it's
like to
all
their
about we, you know?
Absolutely.
And so,
well, wouldn't you
we
want
were
that,
a bonfire,
though, in your corporation?
I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so
you
know, I said
so,
to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
Sadly, despite the
so you noticed some wildfire hazards
and
moved your bonfire to a safer location.
So I told my guys, I said,
yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes when people help prevent wildfires.
It's time
close
for you to broadcast what
not
you
everybody
did
gets the hug, my friend.
I understand.
That's pretty special
what
to get a hug from Smokey
is,
Bear.
And I'm speaking to you as an HR
so
professional and as an employer.
Guys, I told you it was Smokey.
The other
okay,
side.
Well,
when I hear I.
Congratulations,
my people
my
hear I.
And thanks for coming.
Or they hear we, I should say.
There are many ways to prevent a wildfire.
The takeaway is
learn how you can do your part.
This young woman hasn't really done anything. They've
only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest
so
Service,
true,
Ad
so
Council, and your state forester.
And then we have silly stuff. Like just looking at shoes or, you know, just fitted in or whatever. So we help them through that. Through
I spend a lot of time in the garage. But even more time in the rain,
a lot of
sleet,
and
mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer.
Yeah.
In 05,
is what leads to the second
I helped you get out of a ditch.
We don't get to
yeah.
really.
I know I'm a bit rusty. Sadly, in 09,
the first impression is
it was sparks
not
from me.
Who's the first impression with
your handy chains?
In a job application.
Dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire. Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sorry, but I call them snowflakes in our
welcome back to our story. Well, let's continue with Family Entertainment Network's production.
Hey guys, I got to tell you, thank you Lee, for calling in. I want you to have, if you've got a question and you're a medical professional that is military background, call us at 214-810-8255. And I got to tell you, this program is a segue into our next hour where we have Dr. Michael Russell and his beautiful wife, Delisa Russell. They're going to be talking about One Stop Veterans Resource Center in Waco. And Dr. Russell is with the Center of Excellence. We're going to incorporate this continued conversation to talk about medical.
All right, guys, quick message from our Facebook Live group. Lots
of
people tuning in today. So even though the phones aren't ringing like crazy, people are taking this in. We do encourage you, though, if you have a question, please give us a call at the number that's posted through our Facebook Live.
I'll go at once and be back by nightfall.
Also, yes, through our Facebook Live. But very quickly, Scott Smith, also veteran, thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. He says, happy birthday to the Navy, guys.
That's right. I tell you what, though, we'd burn that cake up with all the candles for that. So I tell you what, let's do. When we come back for our last segment, let's wrap it all up, make sure people know where to go, who to call, and how to get in touch with Heroes to Healthcare. And if you basically are not a medical professional, but you're a family member, we want you to give this information to your military.
All right, guys. And the phone number to call during the break is 214-810-TALK right here on 1160 AM.
All right. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. On the Armed Forces Radio Network, we're having fun here in the rain in Dallas. Have another cup of coffee. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We support our military and what they do in defending our freedoms and way of life. But our military family members also endure hardships while their soldiers serve. Join us in helping our military family members pursue their educational dream. Donate to the Army Scholarship Foundation. This is a perfect way to say thank you for your sacrifice. And please join us at the Brook Hollow Golf Club for a Heroes Luncheon October the 24th, highlighting guest speaker General Gordon R. Sullivan, U.S. Army retired. Register today at armyscholarshipfoundation.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for
these amazing treatments. You taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpay and high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back on this soggy Saturday in Dallas. Wear your rubber boots. wear your overcoats, and for God's sakes, wear a life jacket. You're going to need it. Dave, I wanted to, unless you got something else, Robin, real quick, I wanted to get Dave to talk again about where veterans can go, especially active duty military can go to find out about Heroes to Healthcare.
Real quick, just before we dive into that, yes. Dave, we were visiting with some online questions.
Yes.
And one was...
What's TAPS?
Yes, acronym crazy world today. What's TAPS?
TAPS? So Transition Assistance Program. So anybody, when they're in terminal leave, getting ready to get out, before they walk out that gate, they're supposed to go to these workshops that are sponsored by the Department of Labor. It's a requirement, I've been told, though some guys are figuring out how to get around it. And what I told Force Master Chief was, sir, let's make it valuable so that they want to go to
exactly.
it. And there's no reason to get around it. But it is a requirement, and it teaches them about how to dress for success and resumes and all that.
Okay, what is it called one more time?
Transition Assistance Program.
Services. So
you go out of the military, and they play TAPS. Not good. Because
you don't want to play that kind of TAPS.
When you do a memorial service.
Yes, sir.
Yes. All right, let's go back.
That is interesting.
That is very interesting. I've never thought of that, you
Dave,
know.
Dave, you might have to take that perspective back and reevaluate.
Guys, let me tell you.
Oops.
Let's don't go there. We could joke about this all day.
We can take the S off. We'll call it TAP.
Okay.
Yeah. TAP. All right, again. How can people find out? Because a lot of our armed forces that are going to be listening to this, this is recorded and played later for them. So it's not live. Dave, how can they find out about Heroes to Healthcare?
We are blessed with a phenomenal web designer, master person. And so get on heroestohealthcare.com, y'all. Heroestohealthcare.com. There's a lot of information on there. There's videos on there. There's even an opportunity for y'all to upload your resume, apply to the different positions that are open. That doesn't mean that necessarily employers ready to hire you now, but we at least get you in the pool. And as employers make requests, what we hope is cohort requests. They want to hire groups of you at a time. We've got your resume there. Here's the good thing about Heroes to Healthcare. We promise to call everybody within 48 hours of applying.
That's impressive. So that's the first step, Dave, right?
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I do encourage you folks, watch those inspirational endorsement videos.
Inspirational endorsement videos, and there's just last week we had a young sailor that wrote a little blog on our site regarding his experience with us in prior versions of this program. And every time I read one of those, you can ask my wife, I tear up because it's just awesome, you know. And
like, it's more a testimonial.
Yeah, there you go. It's a long one, but it's good.
Yeah. And those, honestly, I love them. They can really inspire you to get motivated. Sometimes you can get so discouraged by rejection that you just don't want to get up off the couch.
You know, here's a gunner's mate that's now a director in a revenue cycle company.
Oh, congratulations.
Probably making six figures or so, and he just finished up his degree not too long ago, and we got a few of those stories. Degree or no degree, we got a lot of success stories. So
degree or no degree, that's an interesting phrase, because one of the things I think is more important today is the ongoing professional certifications.
Yes, sir. I agree. Totally agree. Matter of fact, if you follow what's going on nationally, you'll see major corporations that are announcing that degree is no longer a employment requirement. Corporations like GE, for example.
Mm-hmm. Well, even Lockheed Martin, some of your big ones, that's all they require. And I know a lot of the community colleges, Tarrant County College with five campuses here in North Texas area, Dallas Community College, both of them are very driven right now to offering certification programs that lead right into career pathways.
And y'all don't stay on for the next series here, because the support that's available to you through your veterans commissions, through your workforce commissions, are incredible. There's billions of dollars allocated to help you in pre-apprentice and apprentice and training programs. And so the next guest that Jim's going to have on, I'm sure he'll touch on some of that.
You bet. I tell you what, I want to say a special prayer for those after this first hour. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God, for taking care of our active duty, the people who are keeping us safe around the world. So we'll be right back with Miss Delisa Russell, and the Veterans One Stop down in Waco to talk about the way to do resource.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
One
you.
Last plug for this, Heroes to Healthcare. And the website, Dave?
www.heroes2healthcare.com.
All right, we'll be back in the second hour.
You bet. And this is a beautiful day in Dallas. Wear your swim fins, your life jacket. I got to tell you, it's going to be a beautiful day when all the flowers finally come out. We'll be right back. After these words from all of our partners, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave Armed Forces Radio Network.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from a Turkish prison. He was detained after a failed military coup in 2016. Brunson has always maintained his innocence. President Trump.
This has nothing to do with anything. There was no deal made at all. There was no deal. But we're very happy to have him and have him in good shape. I hear he's in very good shape.
And global businesses are reassessing their relationships with Saudi Arabia after reports that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his interrogation, torture, and murder inside the consulate. Once again, President Trump.
It is potentially a really, really terrible situation, so we'll see what happens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
People in the East Coast are working hard to clear away the debris from Hurricane Michael.
Just going to clean up the whole area since we're the only ones here.
The storm wreaked havoc in Florida, Alabama, the Carolinas, and Virginia. Here's Governor Ralph Northam.
Residents should still be aware of proposed threats such as downed power lines, floods, road closures.
East Point business owner Michael Melender says he's lucky to be alive.
We've been blessed over here. The rest of them, you know, there's a lot of them lost lives, I've heard.
Facebook says hackers accessed data from about 30 million accounts, part of the security breach that was disclosed a few weeks ago. Facebook Vice President of Product Management, Guy Rosen.
The attackers accessed two sets of information from them, their name and the contact details. That would have been things like phone numbers or emails, depending on what people had on their profiles.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you like Frank Sinatra, USA's Chris Barnes has a story just for you.
Variety Records releasing the long-rumored song Lush Life by Sinatra, which for unknown reasons he never completed, though he took a stab at it in the studio about 60 years ago.
And only last year, everything seemed...
Hold it.
Made at the famed Capitol Records studio in L.A., the recording of the Lush Life session will be included on the reissue of the 1958 album Frank Sinatra Sings for Only the Lonely, which is due for release next week. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Air India flight scraped a brick wall as it took off on Friday, leaving gashes along the underbelly of the airliner's fuselage and forcing it to make an emergency landing. All 136 passengers and crew aboard the Boeing 737 landed safely at another airport and were put on another flight to Dubai. The aircraft had just took off when air traffic controllers warned the pilots they may have hit the wall. Photos showed huge holes in the perimeter wall where the landing gear had hit. The aircraft also apparently hit some of the landing lights in the runway. The extent of the damage to the aircraft wasn't immediately reported. Air India removed the pilots from duty pending the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to active duty military, veterans, patriots, and our first responders. I'm Jim Blight, U.S. Navy. Joining me today, some absolutely fantastic people that I met in Waco. I asked Dave Gregorio to stay with us because of his healthcare background, but welcome Delisa Russell, Executive Director of One Stop in Waco, and Dr. Michael Russell, the Executive Director or the leader or the principal of the Center of Excellence in Waco. You are the number one researcher for the VA and PTSD, TBI, and et cetera. And Delisa, what you have done with One Stop is the national prototype for what a Veterans Resource Center should be. So welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, and did you have to swim up from Waco?
We did. I did the backstroke the whole length of 35.
It's a tough day. It's a tough day. Tell us a little bit, please, about One Stop.
Well, I'm just so happy to be here and getting the news out of what we're doing in Waco, Texas. The Heart of Texas Veterans One Stop actually began in 2012 because during the scale down of Iraq, we really realized as a community that we must come together to be able to provide the resources that our veterans and our veterans' families needed. And to be able to do that under one roof. You know, the frustration that you hear every day about people having to go to many different places or the frustration to find resources. So the goal of the Veterans One Stop is to be able to provide all of those resources in one stop, hence the name Veterans One Stop.
It's a phenomenal facility. So now that we know what it is, I want to ask you a question. You are a military married couple. How did you get there from here? How long have you guys been married?
Well, I mean, you can multiply that. I think like many of the veterans that are listening or the active duty, we didn't necessarily do it right the first time, but we learned from our mistakes on that. But doing this, I mean, I have a great love and respect for my husband. Also, my father was a combat vet in Korea, and my son, who is the most awesome cadet at Texas A&M, is following in Michael's footsteps and going in the Army. So the vision of the One Stop is that we're not just looking at the present, but we're also looking at the past and the future. And the collaboration of all of these amazing organizations that are out there to come under one roof and to be able to help.
So you are military tried and true. Dr. Russell, you are military. You retired as a lieutenant colonel or colonel? I don't remember.
Lieutenant colonel, yeah.
Lieutenant colonel. And what was your job in the military?
I was a military psychologist for 24 years and then worked for the DOD after that, so 28 years in the DOD. And so military healthcare.
So these two wonderful people, you have taken all of this military experience, all of this family experience, and you've created this facility down in Waco that I went down and had lunch with you. I was blown away with all of the things you had. And when you say you have various resources, Delisa, list them off. Let people know what do you have incorporated into this facility.
Talk about a power couple, huh, Jim?
No kidding.
Well, really the pillars, you know, looking at the best practices, and I know we're going to talk more about that, but if anybody's looking at starting a veteran's one stop, I think that you have to look at certain things. I mean, first of all, we need to be able to look at the claims process. We're very fortunate in McLennan County. We have some amazing veteran service officers that are helping in that area. So helping a veteran in their claims process. Also, dear to Michael and I's heart, being clinicians, is the behavioral health component. We have three clinicians there as well as two case managers, so people don't fall through the cracks. Employment. We were just talking about employment. So we work with the Texas Veterans Commission to make sure that we are helping our veterans get their resumes, be able to do the interviews. Part of that is we have a professional clothes closet that they can come in and get a suit, ties, clothing to come in. And I'm a proud Texas Aggie mom. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Not more than once, but
whoop, I'm a proud Texas Aggie dad.
There you go. We have some amazing ladies that we don't just give them a suit, but we have two ladies that come in and actually tailor those suits to fit them. And all the organizations that come in and be a part of that. We have a food pantry. We have a regular clothes closet. Now, I also want to mention the Military Veteran Peer Network, because part of the great thing about the Veterans One Stop is the volunteers, the other veteran family members, the people that come in and want to be a part of that. They're really what make the magic happen, because they're there giving back. The back of our T-shirts say, thank you for your service. We still need you. And that's a huge component of what we're doing, because we are surrounding and holding hands around our veterans to make sure that they are getting all of these resources. Organizations like Lowe's have come in and they have put in a beautiful kitchen. So we feed over, talked about the lunch, we feed over 200 people on Wednesdays, breakfast and lunch. And that's made by volunteers. So we're not just giving them a hot dog. They're getting an amazing home-cooked meal from these kitchen angels. We have showers. We have laundry facilities. We have a gym and everything.
I know. I was amazed. And, you know, I think just as a small segue, you are encompassing all of the things that somebody needs to stay healthy. Camaraderie, physical, emotional, and then you've also got a computer room and a training area.
Wow. Absolutely. That they can come in, they can work on those resumes, they can do some training. To take those amazing things that they did in the military and to be able to put those in a civilian resume. And, I can't say enough about McLennan County and the surrounding counties around there that the community has come and they have embraced us. Because really what has built the Veterans One Stop has been the community and the support that they've given. So employers support what we're doing. I like to tell a little bit of a story.
Go for it.
We had a call one day from Walmart, and they had an employee there at Walmart that was a veteran who they could see was really getting in crisis, and they were becoming really worried about their employee. So they called, and they just said, can we send our employee over to the Veterans One Stop? We said, sure. We were able to bring this person in. He was indeed in crisis, not just with his family, but personally, we were able to surround him and be able to get him the help that he needed. He actually needed hospitalization. And while he was in there and got all the things that he needed, funny thing, his car was even towed, and we were able to work with the people to get him his car back and to be able to set him up. This veteran could have been a statistic. Mm-hmm. This man could have been one that was a statistic, but instead, we were able to get him in, surround him with these services, And it came from the community just because that they knew about us and they sent him over. And that's all that it is getting this word out. My husband will probably speak that he laughs that we can't even go out to dinner because I'm passing out my cards to anyone who even looks like a veteran at the restaurant. But making sure that they know that they are not alone, that they have an entire group of people, of volunteers, of our MVP and volunteers, of professional staff, from community members, people who want to give veterans jobs, that they are not alone and that there is an answer for what they need.
Delisa, what you're talking about is so important because, as you know, in September, I had a number of members of friends of yours, including your husband, on as we talked about mental health, suicide prevention. One of the things I found out is out of the 20-some-odd people that are taking their life a day that are veterans, 14 of them have never reached out to the VA. They have not gotten the help. And in many cases, what you're talking about is building a reputation within the community. And that's why this is so incredibly important that employers, people will reach out and say, hey, you need help. You need to go. Here's a place to go to get your arms wrapped around what you need and your head wrapped around. I think it's critically important that first you've got to fix the attitude before you can ever have the gratitude. Wouldn't you say, Dr. Russell?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I think there was a lot of misinformation that was put out there about maybe the lack of services or unavailability of services. You know, we've changed the way the VA is structured. If you're in crisis, we'll see you same day. You know, there are every clinician in the VA has to give one slot open for walk-ins per day. So here in Dallas, any of the community-based outpatient clinics, there's mental health available, and Monday through Friday you can come in and be seen at the VA. And it doesn't matter if you have a good discharge or a bad discharge if you're a veteran.
And wow. I want to jump in there. You know, I'm married to Michael. He works for the VA. The Veterans One Stop is not a VA. We are an outside agency that collaborates with the VA. But I think that it's important that people do know that these resources are out there. And, like, if you come to the Veterans One Stop, to be able to come in there and also get same-day services, not just for the veteran, but for the family member. And I can't emphasize enough that I feel like, and that's part of Michael and I's mission, I guess, as a married couple, too, is that you can't take care of the veteran unless you take care of the family. You know, we have so many that are out there that are active duty, and I say to them also, you know, having something like the Veterans One Stop that's there, not just for you, but for your family is so, so vital.
When I was in the Navy, excuse me, Dave.
That's all right, go ahead.
When I was in the Navy, our squadron had kind of a wives component at home that was led by the CO of the outfit, but there's a lot of times they're not in an organization or not in a group that has that family component back here at home that's helping out. And what you're talking about is critically important. And Dr. Russell, one of the things you talked about, I encounter as a certified senior advisor working with seniors, and I say, hey, you can't hear. Your hearing is fouled up, or you have this medical condition, or I can see that medical condition. You need to go to the VA. And they go, well, I'm not going to do it. I tried to apply before. Wait a minute. Here in Texas, and you made a point of this, Delisa, you have the County Veteran Service Officer. Now, we don't always have that in other states in the nation, but there are people that are VA accredited reps. Some of them are attorneys. Some of them are with the DAV. Some of them are with the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Some of them are with the American Legion. There is always somebody who can help you to get through. And that paperwork is not as big a hassle as it used to be, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, yes, the County Veteran Service Officer is a great place to start with. He'll know some of the other veteran service organizations that'll file your paperwork for you. I had mine done by TexVet, and they did a great job, the Texas Veterans Commission. I got rated, and, you know, they know how to fill out the paperwork better than you do.
And I want to tell a story on that.
Please,
I'm a
please.
Storyteller, you know.
I love it.
I want to talk about the importance of going to someone who knows how to fill out that paperwork and the changes that happen in the paperwork. Because at the One Stop one time, we had an older couple that came in. And I'd like to tell a story about them.
I tell you what, let's do. When we come back, let's tell that story about the older couple that came in, because I can back it up with about six stories that's going to be the same thing. But I want you to tell that when we come back. Excuse me, Dave, when we come back too, I think you had a question, and I'm having problems with my throat. Maybe my wife will get me another cup of coffee. All right. This is Jim Blythe, and we're talking to you about a resource center that is exceptional. It is the prototype of what they should be throughout the United States and how we as a team can bring people together. So stick around. Come on back. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we're bringing education, information, and communication to all of our military, active and retired. We'll be right back after this word. We support our military in what they do in defending our freedoms and way of life. But our military family members also endure hardships while their soldiers serve. Join us in helping our military family members pursue their educational dreams. Donate to the Army Scholarship Foundation. This is a perfect way to say thank you for your sacrifice. And please join us at the Brook Hollow Golf Club for Heroes Luncheon, October the 24th, highlighting guest speaker General Gordon R. Sullivan, U.S. Army retired. Register today at armyscholarshipfoundation.org.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Confidence is a force multiplier. Leaders must generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence, you can make your team confident. But if you don't have confidence, if you lack confidence, they'll be hesitant. What kind of team do you want? As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services.
Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. We're rocking and rolling in the rain in Dallas today with Dr. Michael Russell, Delisa Russell, and Dave Gregorio. And we're talking about the Veterans One Source. I would really like for you to tell the story, Delisa, that you were telling me before we took the break.
Well, it was talking about making sure that people know how to fill out the information for their claims. We had a couple come in, an older couple that came in. They were quite distraught because they had spent all of their savings, all of their resources on this gentleman's health care. And what's sad is that everything that they spent could have been covered by the VA had they just known about the resources that he was entitled to. And so how sad it was that they didn't come to a place like the Veterans One Stop, or they didn't speak to an organization that could give them the right information. Things have changed. Things have changed with the current administration in Washington. People need to be up to date on these things, because how sad that a couple would be left without resources that could have covered the rest of their lives had they just been given the correct information. And in talking about the Veterans One Stop, or any organization that does what we're going to do, and I appreciate being called the prototype, and we will travel anywhere that this radio station is being broadcasted to let you know about our best practices and help you set up your own Veterans One Stop. But when you're coming into the One Stop, I think it's important to note that even though it is a resource center, even though all these things that are there, the most wonderful thing is that our veterans talk about that it feels like coming home. It feels like that they're there, you know, whether they need anything or not, whether they're coming for that cup of coffee, and then they build that trust and they realize, maybe I do need to talk to a therapist. Maybe I do need to feel better about myself and go ahead and start looking for that job. That they come in oftentimes not seeking a specific service, but receiving a multitude of services, even though they may have just come in for that cup of coffee.
Let me attest to that, because I went down there and had lunch with you one Wednesday. I felt at home. I really enjoyed it, and I never got so many hugs in my life. You know, and I do a whole lot better on the radio, but I'm telling you, it does give you that feel of a fraternity, of a sorority, all combined into one. And I think that's important. And again, the resources you're talking about, our radio station, I got a phone call, and a family in Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia, he was a World War II veteran, and they needed help, and they couldn't get the benefits. I made a connection through our Texas Veterans Commission with somebody in Virginia that helped them, and within a matter of days, they got everything taken care of, got some checks for aid and attendance, and were moving down the road. So it's important that people know this concept that you've got. As you said, you'll go anywhere. You'll do anything to help them. You've got the best practices. You know how to get the community involved. This is a huge resource, and it is not government funded. So where can people go to find out or donate to Veterans One Stop in Waco?
Well, thank you for asking that. They can go online to veteransonestop.org. If they're Facebookers, they can go to Heart of Texas Veterans One Stop and see some of the things that we're doing. We do have a way for them to donate. Everything that has been built around the Veterans One Stop has been built by our community. And so being able to get everybody to collaborate together and not compete for resources, though we receive grants, we receive donations, but when everyone comes together, we can take all those dollars and we can utilize them to work together. And whenever you do come together, you can do great things.
Isn't that incredible? You know, Dave, you and I were talking before. Do you guys have workshops going on down there?
Absolutely. Through the Texas Veterans Commission, we do have employer workshops, but we invite any organization that's coming in. I always say, you just come on in. You know, what are you going to bring to the table? It might be that you're going to provide the coffee cups that week, or you may be doing some copy paper. But every organization is welcome to come in and to be a part of it. We have the behavioral health side where we work with groups like Michael's, that they come in and they've done workshops on traumatic brain injury, on PTSD, many, many different things that are offered there at the Veterans One Stop.
There you go, Dave. Let's put together a workshop.
Absolutely.
You're right down there in the front yard of one of the biggest military bases in the world, which is Fort Hood. So I tell you what, stick around. Come on back after this word from our partners as we talk with Delisa Russell, Executive Director of Veterans One Stop in Waco, and Dr. Michael Russell. Michael, I want to talk a little bit about what you do with the Center of Excellence. And joining us, Dave Gregario, this is such a great medical team to help people get a job and go forward, help people to get well. So you're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. So stick around. It's going to get better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released from a Turkish prison. He was detained after a failed military coup in 2016. Brunson has always maintained his innocence. President Trump:
this has nothing to do with anything. There was no deal made at all. There was no deal. But we're very happy to have him and have him in good shape. I hear he's in very good shape.
And global businesses are reassessing their relationships with Saudi Arabia after reports that journalist Jamal Khashoggi was murdered at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his interrogation, torture, and murder inside the consulate. Once again, President Trump:
it is potentially a really, really terrible situation, so we'll see what happens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
More than 200,000 veteran-owned small businesses contribute more than $1 trillion to the U.S. gross domestic product, hire more than 500 million employees worldwide, pay more than $200 billion in annual payroll. If you are dissatisfied with your current economic or employment situation, you should consider self-employment. Own your own business. Learn how to access free resources at the DFW Veterans Business Symposium Resource Fair and Franchise Expo, Saturday, November 3rd. Register now at uta.edu/VBOC.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Wake up the Echo.
Locked on by Wooden. The game is over.
The Fighting Irish.
Tell them to go in there with all they've got and win just one for the gift.
So we understand that adversity is what we look for. Because in adversity, there's opportunity.
Glory awaits. Notre Dame football lives here.
Don't miss the Fighting Irish as they take on the Pitt Panthers. Later today at 1:30 on your Dallas-Fort Worth home for Notre Dame football. 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. I wish you were sitting in the studio with us. We're cutting up. We're having a lot of fun on this rainy, rainy day here in Dallas. Thank you for coming up from Waco, and thank you for coming over from Rockwall. I got to tell you, it's a rough day in Dallas. I want to mention a couple of things real quick. We, on our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, we're going to put information about Veterans One Stop. We also have information about the Veterans Business Symposium and Resource Fair and Franchise Expo on November the 3rd. And then I'm a member of DFW along with Navy League and AUSA, but they're going to have a chili cook-off and championship for VFW. That's on our website. That's going to be on November the 18th. That's 2 days after my birthday. So come have a little barbecue, share a cake with me. We'll have some fun. Delisa, we talked about how when I walked into the resource center, it felt like home. It felt like family. Men and women I didn't even know made me feel like family. You also got another program you're doing about the transition home. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, being at the Veterans One Stop, we have many people who walk in our doors, people who are hearing about what we're doing. And I was very fortunate that one day I was actually in the back working in the food pantry, and they said, "Hey, Delisa, there's a guy claiming to be a general that's up in the front that wants to talk to you." And so I laughed and said, "Okay, I'll go on up." And it really was. It was a General Dees, and the most amazing man next to my husband that I've met, a guy named Brenner Campbell. Brenner Campbell is actually a chaplain that's serving right now. And they had heard about the Veterans One Stop, and they came by to see it. And after being there, they said, "What is it that you need, Delisa? What else can we do to help you?" Now, I almost asked for a van, and if anybody out there is listening, I still need a van. But instead, I asked for a house. Now, I called Michael after this meeting, and he told me I'd lost my mind and nobody was going to build a house for me.
Wait a minute. You're a blonde. You can't lose your mind.
Well, Brenner called me, I guess it was 2 weeks later, and he said, "Delisa, let's get back together with some people, and let's talk about this house." And he brought in these amazing people from College Station, Stylecraft Homes, and they actually built us a three-bedroom, two-bath house. And everything in that house has been included down to the Tupperware by the community of Waco, Texas. And so someone who is transitioning out of the military can move into that house for 6 to 9 months and live there, and then we can surround them with the services of the Veterans One Stop the employment, the behavioral health component, the claims, to everything that they need. And while they're transitioning out, they can live in this house and get the services. We just had our first family graduate from that, and he graduated from the house to buy his own home. And though there are many programs that are wonderful that'll give a veteran their own home, to see how he was able to do that himself, this proud Marine was able to do that himself for his family just by giving him the right resources.
You know, DeLisa, I've been in the real estate business pretty much all my life, and I'm in the mortgage business now, specializing in senior care. But I bought a home using the VA home loan. For a veteran, they hear about it, but they may not know about it. Active duty, they hear about it, but they don't know about it. The VA home loan is without a doubt the best possible mortgage and way to buy a home. You know how much money you have to put down? Zero. You can actually get the seller to pay part of your closing costs or all of your closing costs. You can get into a home with as little as $500. And there's no monthly mortgage insurance where you, with an FHA, you've got it. And if you partially disable, they will waive that VA funding fee up front. So there's things that once you get established, you don't have to be on the job for 6 months or a year. You got to be on a job 30 days, and we've got a pay stub. There's ways that you can actually do that and have that. And let me tell you, with a lifelong passion of real estate, nothing helps a family more, in my opinion, than having the stability of home ownership. Having a place where you can call it your own. Having a place that you can afford. And with a VA home loan, it's cheaper than being in an apartment, quite frankly. And so, and there's a way. In that resource, you're showing somebody how to do that. And that's incredible. That helps a lot.
Helping with all those resources, even with the behavioral health component, bringing them in and letting them live in that house while they heal. And it might not be a diagnosis of a certain illness, but just letting that family heal from the time that they were away from each other, to be able to bring them back together, to be able to let them not have to worry about the electric bill and not have to worry about if they have, you know, a certain tool. Lowe's came in and gave the people that live in the house every tool that they can possibly need in that house. And then they may have even been in the military that they didn't have to wonder about how to keep a house up or do basic things in the house. We're trying to help them be able to know about home ownerships and things, even, you know, putting the certain chemicals in the air conditioner to make sure that, you know, or change your filter, things that maybe you didn't have to do when you were in the military that now, you know, we'll surround that as well. So very exciting. And if anybody out there is listening and they're transitioning out of the military and they've been watching a little fixer-upper and they want to move to Waco, Texas, I encourage them to get in contact with us at the Veterans One Stop and put in an application for this house. We welcome you. We welcome you with open arms. You talked about that loving feeling. And
it was truly amazing. And I have been in other facilities around the nation, and they have more of a sterile kind of atmosphere when you walk in. And your facility is just the opposite. And I think it's the people and the community involvement. And one of the big things you did was you got everybody, I think, from the congressman. When I was down there, there was a congressman's chief of staff that I met her, to the mayor, to the city council. You got everybody behind you and the community behind you and the churches behind you. That's incredible, because that brings everybody together, not just for veterans, because I think as veterans, we lead the way for health care in the civilian community as well, and bringing people together. This is something that civilians really need, too. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Russell?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. The Veteran One Stop is not one person. I know that I may be the face at times because I'm the one that's out there making sure everybody knows. But I want you to know the Veterans One Stop is not DeLisa Russell. The Veterans One Stop is the community. The Veterans One Stop is the World War II veteran that's sitting there next to the man or woman that just got home. Mm-hmm. You know, the veterans' one stop are the volunteers, the kitchen angels, the people that are there. And I think it's easy to do because we're family. Everybody in this room, we're family. You know, I'm married to Michael, but, you know, I'm part of a bigger family, a military family. And when you get a family together and you surround each other, you can do amazing things.
It really is. It really is. And in a lot of cases, some of our returning veterans, and I think it was true of me, really didn't know that we needed help. And sometimes just going and plugging into a facility like what you're talking about, or plugging in to a VFW, you begin to be around other people and you begin to see, maybe I need some help. Maybe that's why I had 3 failed marriages. Whoa. You know, seriously, it's important to get plugged in. And again, your facility in Waco, amazing. Makes you feel like family.
That consolidated approach is the way to go as well. It's overwhelming. It actually adds to the frustration and the stress of connecting all the dots of all the different resources that are out there. And y'all have just nailed it. You know, God bless y'all. What a fantastic offering.
I couldn't say enough about that. Dr. Russell, because, I don't know, how much involvement do you have with the Resource Center? Other than you to hubby.
I partially fund it. the VA's got a better attitude now, and it is partnering better with veteran service organizations. And, you know, it used to be a kind of closed organization, but it's opening up. And, you know, the Choose VA initiative that's actually got Delisa on their board is part of that. So, you know, we realize now we can't do it alone. And where she really shines is involving the family. Mm-hmm. You know, the VA is still very much focused on the veteran. And I know to keep that veteran intact, you got to keep the family intact. And we need to do more. She's doing it already.
Now, Delisa, what is this Veterans Choice that you're on a board of? Can you speak to that?
There is an amazing opportunity in all over the country right now that I'm about to be a part of, that the VA is really looking at the importance of being involved in the community, and they're establishing boards throughout the country that will work with the healthcare part of the VA, the benefits part of the VA, the burial part of the VA, that there are boards that are being established across the nation. And we are just now getting together our Central Texas board, and there are co-chairmen that are being asked to come in and be a part of this organization. And I'm very honored that they would ask me to be the co-chair for Central Texas.
I'd like to go back about one thing that we talked about. You have written a best practices book. You are willing to go and help somebody in another community duplicate this. I think that's incredible. Again, how can people get a hold of you? Is there a phone number that they can call, or is it strictly, can you go online? How can people get in contact with you if they want to, if they're in New York, if they're in California, how can they contact you?
Absolutely. Well, you can reach out to the Veterans One Stop. I'll give you the telephone number for there. It's 254-297-7171. And you can leave a message for me, Delisa, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you. You can reach out even on our Facebook page, the Heart of Texas Veterans One Stop. Or you can stop by if you're driving through at 2010 LaSalle in Waco, Texas. You can stop by and come by and see it for yourself. I think that that's the thing. You can talk about it all day, but when you walk in those doors and you feel it, you'll get as excited as I am to make sure that your community has one just like it.
I did it. You invited me down, and I showed up. And I got to tell you, I was tremendously impressed. Dave, I'm going to take you down there.
I need to go.
Let's go down there. I'd like to take some of the other people from Dallas down there, because I really think we need more than one Veterans Resource Center in Dallas-Fort Worth. We need one in Fort Worth. We need one in the Collin County, in the North Dallas area as well. We've got a great one down near the VA hospital. But it's not always easy for people to get to. And Waco is a whole lot smaller than Dallas. What's the population of Waco?
130,000.
Okay. You know what the population is of the DFW Metroplex area? It's getting close to 7 million. So we need more than one. And you've got the formula of success. But the key that I kept hearing, key that I kept seeing, is this family orientation that you brought to it.
The human touch.
All right, I tell you what let's do. Let's talk more about this when we conclude and bring this ship into port for the last hour, our last segment of this hour, is we're talking about the Veterans One Stop in Waco with Delisa Russell, Executive Director, Dr. Michael Russell, the Director of the Center of Excellence in Waco, and I've got Dave Gregorio, I managed to twist his arm, a healthcare expert, sticking around, and we're talking about how you can get plugged in, tuned in, get healthy, get the resources that you need, and know of a great prototype. I think you're going to have a Wednesday blowout when we bring about 100 people down from Dallas just to meet you guys and see it. So this is Jim Blythe. We'll be right back after this word from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
We support our military and what they do in defending our freedoms and way of life. But our military family members also endure hardships while their soldiers serve. Join us in helping our military family members pursue their educational dream. Donate to the Army Scholarship Foundation. This is a perfect way to say thank you for your sacrifice. And please join us at the Brook Hollow Golf Club for Heroes Luncheon October the 24th, highlighting guest speaker General Gordon R. Sullivan, U.S. Army retired. Register today at armyscholarshipfoundation.org.
Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
More than 200,000 veteran-owned small businesses contribute more than $1 trillion to the U.S. gross domestic product, hire more than 500 million employees worldwide, pay more than $200 billion in annual payroll. If you are dissatisfied with your current economic or employment situation, you should consider self-employment. Own your own business. Learn how to access free resources at the DFW Veterans Business Symposium Resource Fair and Franchise Expo, Saturday, November 3rd. Register now at uta.edu/VB.
Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
We're bringing this ship back into the port to finish up this hour with Delisa Russell, Dr. Michael Russell, Dave Gregario, and we're talking about the One Stop in Waco. And what were you telling me a second ago, Delisa? I thought that was so important about how it's inclusive, about how many Veterans Resource Centers have kind of failed and where you've really succeeded. Tell me again about that.
Absolutely. You know, it's about coming together as a community. We're very fortunate in Waco. Our local mental health authority, MHMR, was the one that was really behind this from the very beginning. They provided the building. If it had not been for them, we would not have had a building. Our McLennan County Veteran Service Officers, our TVC, our Vietnam Veterans of America, our VFW, our American Legion, our Blue Star Moms, everybody coming together is what makes it work. Because competing for those same funds, though we may be able to serve some veterans, having everybody come together, we can treat so many. We can help so many. In 3 years, we've gone from providing 1,800 services to 24,000 services in Waco, Texas. Can you imagine what we could do in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Man, I tell you what, we may try and get you guys to come up here. But I think Dr. Russell would be a little bit nervous because you know where Nordstrom's and Neiman Marcus is located.
I knew where North Park was before I ever even knew Dr. Russell.
Guys, it's really, really important. Again, we're talking with the executive director of Veterans One Stop. We want to repeat where you can go. Delisa, what's the website and the phone number again?
The phone number is 254-297-7171. Our website is veteransonestop.org. And our Facebook is Heart of Texas Veterans One Stop.
We're going to have this on our Alliance for the Brave website. We're going to put it on my JimBlight.net website. We're going to get out there, and I'm going to plug you guys in to other people besides Dave Gregario, and we're going to go working towards putting together a workshop in Waco, as well as workshops in other places where we want to promote what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You have written the book. You have the thing down pat to get the community involved. I think that's the difference. Don't you, Michael?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And Dave, doesn't this excite you about this resource center?
Jim, let me tell you, we opened up one job recently for one position. We had 260 applicants. We picked 33, and sadly, the rest we were ill-equipped to help. And what Delisa is sharing is those folks would have a place to go, and we can then step in and get jobs for these young men and women. That's a heck of a lot of folks that we were not able to employ because they needed more than we can offer.
And I think all of this is critically important, but what's the most important, and I want to come back to this, was the way I felt when I walked through the doors of your facility in Waco. It felt like family. It almost felt like going back aboard one of my carriers because those men and women, and now women, but the men that I served with, that was family. So again, Delisa, Michael, Dr. Michael Russell, thank you for being with me today here on Alliance for the Brave. Dave Gregario, thank you for sticking around. I want to say a special prayer to all of my active duty veterans, first responders. In Jesus' name, thank you for keeping us safe in all you do. Thank you again, and we'll be back next week. This is Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy, on Alliance for the Brave on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
and the twilight.